I'm going to tell you a story. Some people might not want to hear it. Some people will wonder what its meaning is. And some people will want to say that it happened in a different way. But this is what I know of it, for this is what I lived. This is what I felt. This is what I heard.
And as the flames engulfed the cursed wood, Meleager died on the spot. The fate's prophecy was fulfilled.
And all that, murdering his uncles and his mother killing him for revenge, for him giving a boar's skin to a woman?
Well, people are not very understanding when their pride is threatened, Athos.
And what happened to this lady, Atalanta?
Well, she carried on. She appears many times again in other stories about how she would challenge her suitors to a race, or how she would be the only woman to join a quest to collect a golden fleece across the ocean.
You know all of them?
Not all, I'm sure, but those I've read.
Read? How can you read without your eyes?
Oh, I can't. Not anymore.
You were not born blind, then?
No. Thank heaven for that. Or perhaps I shouldn't.
Where did you learn these stories?
I read them at the monastery at Snowkeep.
A monastery? I thought you said it was a military base.
Nearly all townships have a place of worship.
Why would you be sent there and not to the barracks?
My family was among the devout, but they died when I was young. I was sent there as an orphan. And as I grew older, and other children left, I stayed behind, learning to read and write.
I see. Are these stories you tell from your sacred text, then?
No. Not since many centuries ago, anyway.
Then why read them?
Well, apart from our Bible, they were the only things that could be found there. And some of us were instructed to read them and translate them from Greek or Latin into English.
You could read more than just your own language?
Yes. It was very helpful to them. Though how much so depended on how the text reflected certain ideals.
It is late, Brother Matthew, and you are still writing.
I am, Father Ethan. I thought I would try to complete the story before I rest.
Indeed. Are all of these scrolls your translations for today?
Yes, Father. All 7 of them.
And what do they read?
They tell of a woman who challenged a goddess named Minerva to a weaving contest. The woman, Arachne, was turned into a spider after she won.
Punished for winning a contest.
Her weaving was displeasing to the goddess, depicting cruel and violent acts that the other gods had committed.
I see.
Where should I store them, Father?
I shall have to consider that. Hide them away from the others for now.
Father Ethan, is it not right that we should keep these on record? They mattered to someone in the past.
I know you find them intriguing, Matthew, but I cannot allow all of the grim crimes and unnatural tales they depict to overwhelm what our Heavenly Father teaches. Not all of the stories should be told.
Some of them can be.
Maybe, but not now. And certainly not by you, at this hour. Leave this for now, Matthew. Join the brothers tomorrow. You need to see the sun.
Yes, Father Ethan.
You take to these translations very naturally, Matthew. But some stories are of greater importance.
Then you were told to read other stories of other gods.
As our Father Ethan said, the most important stories. It didn't stop me from going back to my study to read and translate even more. I had to know them all, every minutiae of them, so that someone else could find a use for them. But then, as time went by, the candles I wrote by grew dimmer. I did not think much of it, but then the more time passed, they only grew dimmer.
Matthew, look out!
What?
Watch where you're going!
Are you all right, brother?
Yes, thank you, brother.
Why didn't you move? The horse was headed straight for you.
I couldn't tell. I didn't know why. I was still young then. I tried so hard to hide my faults, but life became so much harder.
Brother, look what you made me do.
What happened?
I can't even eat around you now without you making a mess. What's happened to you?
I don't know, brother. I don't know. I tried so hard, and nothing worked. And as I toiled through those pages every night, the words grew fainter, and my writing became sloppier. Then one day, it was all gone.
Matthew, we cannot keep you here.
I can still do what is required of me, Father Ethan. Please, I can work in the gardens.
Matthew, I can't. You are only truly good at translations, and we all know it. They were what you cared about, and everything else you left behind you.
Your fever's getting worse, Father. I can help care for you. I can help all the sick.
Matthew, I'm sorry. I can't ward off the whispers any longer. The other brothers, they say that you'll bring us bad fortune. Very soon, it won't matter what you do. We can lead you back to the village. After that, don't come back. Do you understand?
Father Ethan. There's no one left there for me. Where do I go?
You'll have to find your own way.
So I was left on the streets. No one ever came for me. No one ever took me away. No one wanted to. All I could hold on to were things that I remembered from reading at the monastery. When I could, I shared them with the only people who wanted to hear them. Its head lashed out, trying to bite at Pegasus's tail. The flying horse swerved, but the chimera grabbed onto it. The snake's head came next, but Bellerophon warded it off with his sword. Then, as the lion's head lunged forward, the mighty hero raised his spear. The lead tip molded into a massive ball and thrust it down the lion's throat. As the fire melted the metal ball, it scorched the creature's heart, and the three-headed monster collapsed. And the fires of the creature still scorch the earth of that mountain to this day.
Blind Matthew, do any of these stories tell of the creatures who lived in our caves?
I'm afraid you've caught me. These stories come from far away. Those caves? I don't know what lives in there.
I do. I've seen them come out at night.
Liar!
It's true. I escaped my house one night to see it. It was wandering the edge of the cave. It was huge. Its skin shone in the moonlight, and its eyes glowed red.
You're making that up. You wouldn't get past your parents' bedroom.
Come on, blind man. What happened after that? Where did Bellerophon...
All right, child. Bellerophon...
Children, what are you doing here?
Ow!
That'll teach you for wasting your time blaspheming. We sent you on an errand. Now fulfill it.
Yes, sir.
Brother, please.
Don't ever call me brother, blind man. You have no right to count yourself among us now. There's no one left to vouch for you now that Father Ethan's dead. Those scrolls you read, the stories you clung to, are no more than ash. Best you leave them that way.
That was all I could expect from those people from then on. The monk's words spread to the other citizens, and I was left alone, with nothing but my memories and whatever I could hear and feel.
And you couldn't leave because you couldn't see the road ahead of you? Surely you had some kind of aid.
Some. They were help enough, but it wasn't enough to sway anyone else.
Wait a moment. It's been a long while since I've seen this crossroad. I need to get my bearings.
Does one of them lead to the surface?
Maybe. I know one of them leads to my friend's territory. Let me think. Explain to me one thing. These stories that you read, the ones that you tell, why do you cling to them when so many people tell you not to? Do they give you comfort?
I suppose so. Tales from antiquity can tell us how we thought and behaved in the old days, much like our Bible does. And as I grew older and my eyes grew dimmer, they came to mean new things to me.
Like what?
They taught me to endure. There's a grand tale of a man who angered the gods. His name was Odysseus. In the aftermath of a great war, he struggled for 7 years to return to his homeland. Many men in his service died, but he pressed on, driven only by the hope that he would see his wife and son again. That is determination. That's all I can cling to now.
Hush. Someone is coming.
What?
I need another light for my torch here.
Robert? Samson? Peter?
They're calling for them?
Your captors? They must have gotten out by now.
There's not much point in hanging around too long in any one place.
That's their captain. If he's down here...
Do you think these people might be more civil to you?
I'm not sure. I suppose I'll have to take the chance.
Matthew? Matthew! Matthew, are you out there?
Johanna.
Don't wear yourself out, girl.
Who is that woman?
Hide me.
What?
Hide me! I can't be seen by these people.
Lie down on the ground, then. Here. This little hole right here. Now stay low, so I don't crush you.
What?
Don't move.
God, that's close.
Hush.
Did you hear something?
Samson? Robert? Peter? Are you there? God, this place goes on for miles. They could be anywhere.
No doubt we'll run into another of our parties at some point. They may be making that racket somewhere down one of these passes.
Matthew? Hello, Matthew? Can you hear me?
Joanna, that's enough.
Matthew, please answer me. I know what happened. It's not your fault. I know they're responsible for what happened.
Shut her up! We should have left her in an infirmary.
Joanna, please. Try to understand. It's been 3 weeks. If Blind Matthew was brought down here, you can't expect anyone in his condition to have lived that long down here.
They were doing us a favor if he was brought down here.
What did he ever do to you?
3 weeks.
Hush.
He's a helpless, harmless storyteller. What can he do to agitate you so much?
There's a difference between stories and heresy. And there's a difference between a storyteller and a jinx. Look at yourself in the mirror. Think what he did to your mother.
Don't you dare say anything about my mother.
Calm down, Joanna.
Take your hand away.
You think that someone who left you in this state deserves to be helped?
I know what happened better than you do.
Keep telling yourself that. At least he can't create any further pain or create any more slander down here.
Ah!
Damn it, man! Put that crossbow down!
I'm sorry, sir. I saw something. It was bright and glittering. It took me off guard.
Hand that over to me. You could get one of us killed.
Or the people we're looking for.
Look now. There's nothing there. Let's get moving again. No, not you, Johanna. You, take her back to the surface.
You can't force me to.
Joanna, please.
Take your hands off me. Are you going to threaten me to go back?
The air down here is getting to your head. I'm sending you back up so you can properly recuperate.
I'm finished recuperating.
You say that now, but if you faint, you'll only slow us down.
I haven't yet.
One more day. Then I'm sending you back. Understood?
Entirely.
Move, everyone!
They've gone.
Good. 3 weeks. I've been down here for 3 weeks?
It appears so.
God. How? And Robert, Samson, and Peter, they're still down here with us?
I'm as confused as you are.
Surely they must have returned by now. Do you remember the wall they would have climbed up to get away?
I do, and there was nothing there.
The rope was gone?
The rope was gone, and a large stone had fallen down the wall, where it had not been before.
So they might have pushed that stone down from the ledge above?
Or else someone else might have pulled it down before they left.
Then you think your friend might have been there?
Possibly.
3 weeks.
Come on, get ready. They went down the other tunnel away from our destination. We'll be safe for now.
But what about that bolt? I heard the crossbow fire. Where was he aiming?
My shoulder. He hit me in a worn place where my skin is thinner.
Does it hurt?
Some. No matter.
Don't you need to treat it?
There's no need. It's healing already.
So quickly?
It's the molten rock inside my skin. It heals my scars much faster than your human blood.
There's fire under your skin?
By now my wound is completely sealed. Here, feel my shoulder.
You know, I'm rather fond of my hands. Perhaps I should keep them away from your shoulders as...
Reach out, then, and let me guide your hand. Further to your left. Stop. Now reach forward. Stop there. Can you feel it?
Yes. It is hot, like steam.
That's where the scar is.
Amazing. What would he have seen to make him shoot you?
It was a mistake. I let him see my eye. The glow might be seen as a dangerous sign.
Your eyes glow?
In certain lights, yes.
Does the molten rock light the way forward, then? Is that how you see?
No, I merely have become accustomed to this low light. My eyes were formed from the molten rock, and those stones can be reflective. Come, we need to get moving again.
But shouldn't we follow the path they came from? It must lead to the surface.
No, I wouldn't. Suppose more are coming from that way. They might not have your lady friend to stop them from shooting you.
Oh. You're right, I suppose.
Best to follow the path to my friend's place for now.
All right. Let's go.
Matthew, that woman who said your name...
Johanna. She's an innkeeper in the village.
How did she get the scars on the right side of her face?
There was an accident. Something which can't be mended.
You've gone quiet, Matthew.
I was thinking.
About what?
What should happen if we were to encounter Peter, Robert, and Samson while we walk?
You think 3 men can take me down?
I meant no offense by that. I was...
Why did they carry you down here?
I didn't think you would want to know.
You say they rejected you? That you bring them bad luck? There must be something more to it than simply telling old tales.
You know, I only started to regale the tale of Odysseus. Perhaps it might interest
you. Is it to do with that woman? What happened?
It was an accident.
You already said that. Who was she really? She seemed concerned enough to come down here and call you by name.
She was my friend. She was the only person who aided me when I asked. She runs the inn at Snowkeep, the place where people gathered late at night to drown the day away. I never could go in. The soldiers always threw me out again. But when I needed it, I would wait in the alleyway behind the building, waiting for whatever could be spared.
Come on, Johanna, give this young buck something stronger.
We're weary as it is. Just give us something to knock us out.
No, gentlemen, you've had your fun. If you're looking to get knocked out, go find yourselves a good brawl outside.
She's right, boys. Finish your drinks. Another quarter hour, then we're back to the barracks. We're back to training tomorrow as is.
Well then, drink up, boys. Your mother knows best.
Come on, Johanna. Do us one favor before we have to go.
Hands off. No favors. And no more drink for you, Robert.
Hey, give that back.
Not so fast, girl. He's drunk. He's forgotten his self-control. Let him have what he's paid for, and then we'll leave.
He was looking for more than just a drink.
We have no more need for your service. You must have something else you can do elsewhere.
We all know where that is.
Then you won't mind if I pay my friend a visit.
Go on, then. It's not just the blind who can get needy.
Maybe, but at least they don't feel the need to assert themselves.
They seem jovial tonight.
Well, a day of trying to tame horses and fighting amongst themselves can do that. Here, I could spare some soup.
Thank you. How many are there?
About 25, not including the few travelers who just drop in. It's getting harder to tend to all of them.
A few young bucks among them?
Robert still seems to want to break in his cousin. Peter just seems too docile for the army, but Robert doesn't realize docile people can be beneficial too.
Was that meant to make me feel better?
Oh, I'm sorry if that hurt you.
It's all right. I just wish that I was docile by choice. How's your mother?
Not much better. Her fever doesn't seem to be changing. She keeps telling me the methods she used to heal me as a child, but at this rate, she needs proper medicine. The captain won't let me speak to their doctor, though. He says his supplies would be wasted on an old woman.
Perhaps I should stay away for a few days. Leave you to tend to her.
No, not at all. Everyone needs some kind of support at times.
But I'm here so much these days. I may be affecting how much time she gets. How much it's weighing you down.
Don't start believing what other people say. You've no reason to think you're the cause of her illness. It's just people wanting a scapegoat. That's all. You don't need to think of yourself in that way.
I try not to.
Well then, never stop trying.
Thank you for the soup.
Of course. Never hesitate to come here, Matthew. Whenever you need it.
Thank you. It might have continued that way, but then I made a mistake.
Good evening, Matthew.
Hello? Is that you, Samson?
Oh, so you only recognize voices? Surely you should recognize my footsteps by now.
Robert, why are you two here?
Easy, Matthew. We're just here for a conversation.
A conversation?
Just wondering what you've been doing these past few days. Did you tell any stories to the youngsters today?
Why?
I'm curious. I just wanted to know.
Well, I did tell them
No, no. I'm not asking you to tell it to me. I just want to know if you did.
Yes, I did.
Did the children take to it?
I suppose so.
How many stories do you know?
Well, I can't recall the exact number.
All from the olden days?
All from the pagan nations?
I've read many stories from many places in my time.
Why focus on these old tales, though? There must be some story you know from our time that you like. What is it that you get from telling of the... What's the name of that man who fought the lion and the dragon?
Heracles?
Yes, him. Why him? There must be some other story you can tell of a lion. Isn't there one, the shepherd and the lion?
There are many variants on that tale.
Well, there you are, then.
Most of them come from old places. That one's rather old itself, though it went by other names.
Is that so?
Well...
I hear tell that many of the stories you know are rather lewd by nature.
Robert?
Oh, that's true, isn't it?
Yes, rather provocative, I hear. Don't many of the gods in these stories have attractions towards many women and men?
I know which stories should be told to children and which should not.
Oh, I know, I understand that. But still, that's rather a lot of rather perverse things to know from having read them.
What do you want?
We just want to know. Do you take inspiration from these stories? Do you really take them so seriously?
Tell me something, blind man. What is it that you see in... I beg your pardon, meant no offense.
Leave me alone.
But I'm not finished. Why hang around here so often late at night? I'm sure someone would gladly care for you. As you say, the fine lady has enough guests to care for right now. Why go to her all the time?
Stop it.
Have you ever told a more mature story to a more mature person?
Get away!
Whoa! Careful, blind man. You're gonna hurt someone with that walking stick.
Stay away!
Come now, Matthew. We're not here to hurt you. We just want an answer.
What is that?
What is what, Matthew? We're just asking questions.
Keep away from me. Johanna!
Calm down, Matthew.
Johanna!
Where are you going, blind man?
Johanna! Help! Johanna!
Matthew, what?
Whoa!
Oh, God. Johanna?
Peter, what happened?
What happened? What's going on?
Get away from her, you bastard. You've done enough harm.
What's going on?
Peter, what happened?
Peter, your hand.
Captain, the blind man just barged in here and made me spill this pot of boiling water on Johanna.
What? That can't have... Johanna!
She's unconscious.
No, this was an accident. I was being threatened. They have a knife.
Liar.
I heard it. Something metal scraping in the alleyway.
My men aren't allowed to carry weapons outside the barracks. What's the meaning of this, men?
We were just going out to take a piss when we heard her screaming.
I saw them leave through the front door, sir.
Search us, Captain. We've got no weapons on us.
You, search them. And you, search the alleyway.
Yes, Captain.
You're lying, Captain.
Shut up! As for you, Peter, why were you back here?
Sir.
Leave him out of it. He's hurt just as she is.
Quiet, Robert. I'm asking your cousin, not you. Why were you holding that pot of water when it wasn't your duty to?
Sir, I just wanted to help. The lady was rushing so much to service everyone. I felt I could do anything to help her.
I can vouch for that, sir. He told me he wanted to help, so he carried the pot from the fire back here. He's a decent boy.
Too decent for his own good, maybe.
I just wanted to help.
No weapons on them, Captain.
Get that hand treated quickly, boy. You're relieved for 3 days.
Thank you, sir.
Captain, the alley's clear. No debris and no weapons.
But there must have...
Shut up, blind man! Do you scare so easily that the slightest noise makes you bolt for help? Or is it just your intention to make life harder for all of us?
I meant no harm.
First you're blaspheming and now this. I should have cast you out into the wilds.
Get the bastard.
Wait. Please stop. I'm sorry. Johanna!
Weren't they threatening you, though? So it's not your fault.
If they were, there was no evidence to show it. I couldn't claim to see any knife, only that I heard metal grinding. It could have been anything, and I doubt it would have stopped them. They didn't want me there to begin with. This was their opportunity to get rid of me once and for all. I don't blame them either. When I heard her scream, it was like a death sentence. Somebody who was kind to me, and that was how I repaid her. They waited one day. Then the next I remember, I was gagged and carried away.
We can't stay out here much longer. The animals are restless.
How much further, Samson?
Another 4 miles.
Matthew, we've arrived.
Where?
Mind where you step. Those posts are sharp.
What?
This way. Reach to your side.
These things? They're wood.
And they can stick you very easily.
What is this place?
This is where my company lives.
What was that?
Not what? Who?
What are you saying?
I asked her to speak in the human tongue.
And I don't know why I am indulging it. What are you doing here, brother? And why is that one with you?
This is your sister?
Not in the ordinary sense. Much like your monk brothers.
You're on speaking terms with it too. When did this begin?
When his fellow men left him behind on my ground,
He has no fear of you?
Without my sight, I can't afford to have fears.
Oh, then you're helping him.
As much as I can. I was hoping that you could assist me further.
Can you come closer, sister?
You don't call me sister, blind man. And why would—
Please, I need to feel your skin. Are these her marks here? These curved spikes on each shoulder? Almost like a ram's horns.
Take your hands away, human, unless you want to lose them. What is your purpose in this visitation?
We're seeking out the best route to the surface.
Good luck to you. The surface is racked with human activity. The last I was up there was 2 weeks ago, and I could barely carry 2 new trees before I heard a party walking down the road. They're looking for something.
Not something, someone.
The men who left me down here.
Then they're here?
I'm afraid so. They would have left by a rope they left hanging in my territory, but I can only assume—
That I put it to use. I needed something to hold my stockades together.
That was you! Wait, then you made that clatter when I woke, the first time I met Athos.
You let him name you?
Never mind that. Why were you in my territory?
It doesn't matter now. If you're here for instructions to the surface, just follow the tunnel behind you. 5 days' walk, though that would be without him weighing you down.
We can't leave yet.
Why not?
He needs help from the healer. His hand is cut.
The healer? But you said your injuries heal on their own very quickly.
They do. We have a healer who studied human ailments and injuries.
Had, brother. The healer's dead.
When?
Many years ago.
I see.
Blind man, let me look at your hand.
Show it to you?
You can help him?
Someone had to take up the mantle after she passed.
Go on, Matthew.
How does it look?
Red and swollen. Can you still open and close it?
Yes, but it hurts.
It is infected, but not unsalvageable. A poultice made of yarrow will work. I can see if I have some stored away.
Good.
Well...
And he'll need to rest. We've been walking a long time already. If it's going to take, say, 10 days to get out of this place, he'll need to sleep.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Walk this way. Have you grown soft, brother?
You would be surprised, sister.
Echo was written and directed by Sky Thorleifson and produced at the Red River College in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Executive produced by Sky Thorleifson, Alan Loretta Thorleifson, Dan Sawatsky, Robin Rosemary Maurer, Ken and Marlene Craker, Winnie McNabb, and Ed and Millie Hildebrand. Music was composed and produced by Donovan Yonk. Our logo was designed by Alyssa Etzel. Sound effects partially taken from freesound.com. For a full list of credits, visit our website. Featuring vocal performances by Robert Zirk, Brandon Vink, Toby Zhang, James Carter, Chuck Fefchuk, Sky Thorleifson, and Fabian Tekka. Also featuring vocal performances by Samantha Dawn, Harris Gale, Zach Gerard, Isabel Haderer, Graham Hoosen, Mason Kana, Jackson McGilvery, Jennifer Pasdor, Matt Pilgrim, Wes Rambo, Rowan Dragonmaster Spracklin, and Jude Yellowega. Follow us on social media at EchoPodcast2019 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For merchandise and to learn more about the show, please visit our website, EchoPodcast2019.com. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts. And thank you for listening. Next time on Echo.
When we're finished out here, we'll meet inside and discuss our plan to get back to the surface.
Your plan. I'm not risking going back up there for a long time.
I never knew that your people were artists.
Our kind are not artists. We're historians.
This one has no mark.
Take your hands off that one.
Why?
That's someone greater than us.
You think I built these stockades for the pleasure of seeing humans killed? Everything in this hut is all that remains of our heritage.
All that remains?
It's an idea.
It's a fact.
You really think that you can bring them back?
At least I'm trying.
What brought you down here? What happened to your kind?